So hello and welcome. You're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today I'm really excited to talk about up-leveling. And this is something that showed up in the class I was just teaching. And really the interesting thing when you're ready to change things and up-level your life, have things go better and have things go smoother, is that you haven't really been in that place. If you're seeking it hard, you may not have experienced it yet to the degree that you desire. So a lot of what we're hearing around choice lately may almost be like Greek to your actual experience at this point, because if you haven't made choices in the new zone of being, then you're not there. So it's really a challenge to yourself to make new choices. And when you up level, like the whole air changes, like the world around you changes, like the street you live on might change, and the people you talk to on a daily basis might shift, and everything moves and vibrates differently as you start directing your life differently. Yeah. And you may not know what that actually is yet. So there's this place of, I don't know, it's kind of like an awkward growth spurt. And I just got reminded when I was little one time, I went through a very clumsy period of life. It was around age 11 or 12, and I was growing so fast, and I grew like, I think I grew 7 inches 1 year. Like I went from like 4'11 to 5'6 or something. And my dad was so funny because he said, you know what, when you reach for something, you're going to, your arm's going to go to a different place and you're going to knock everything over on the table because you don't know how fast you just grew. And so if you don't have awareness of how much you've grown or how much you've changed, then all that happens is your old choices feel awkward and uncomfortable and you're not quite at your new calibration yet. So if that resonates for anyone, just sit with this space of awareness of your new choices changing everything. I had a huge moment this week where I was really tuning into the power of the alchemist within and the power to change the molecules of the room you're in and the power to change everyone around you just by being that truth of you. That energy. Yeah. So see if you could stand in the light of your own brilliance and awareness of your own magnificence today. See if you can be kinder to yourself today and ask yourself and challenge yourself to choose some choices that you have not been open to choosing yet, right? Yeah. Yeah. Much fun can you have while you're in the middle of change? Do a little something also with your surroundings. So primp a little bit on where you live or your house or your car. Spend a little time today giving TLC to all of the space around you, and just ask everything to kind of shift into an alignment with that higher self that you've been, you know, calling forth towards you. Yeah. Give yourself permission today to think outside the box. See if you can think outside the box today a little bit and what shows up for you then. And yeah, as you step up into that very amazingness of you, you might find that things start happening at a different rate and people start showing up at a different rate and you start having more fun with everything. So that's kind of the carrot when you're all in alignment and on track with where it is that you are asking to be and the change you're asking for. And give yourself permission to up level. And then when you up level, everything looks a little different around you. And so it's a little strange, but go ahead today and ask for some up-leveling and see what happens with that.